I'm in Cardiff. It's the sixth multimedia story-making walk, or mobile story-making walk. We still haven't really decided what we're going to call it. It'll have to be something to do with story-making. And we're standing in the National Theatre Wales's offices, just opposite the castle. And I'm standing with...
Kyle Legault.
What's your Twitter name?
Kyle Legault.
Easy to remember, but not so easy to spell. Can you spell it?
Yeah. K-Y-L-E-L-E-G-A-L-L.
And you're the artist in residence here.
That's right. First artist of the year, so artist of the year, yeah.
What kind of mediums are you working?
I'm a graffiti artist, street artist, but I also do filmmaking and animation, 2D animations.
Can you tell us a little bit about the artwork you're standing in front of now?
Yeah, this was done last year. It's basically, this is Bonfire of the Bay, and it's about Cardiff Bay, and it's based on my childhood growing up and having a bonfire and having a community that sort of has been redeveloped with a lot of buildings. So one of my stories is about blowing up the bay. So,
yeah. I was just about to say, it looks like acrylic on canvas. It's quite a large piece and it looks explosive.
It's multimedia. It's actually done a medium, so it's done with a lot of graffiti paint, spray paint, and actual gloss.
And you've stenciled as well as have splashed.
That's right, yeah.
And underneath, you've got some very recognisable portraits.
Yeah, I paint a lot of dead icons, pop icons, rock icons, hip hop icons. So I've got the Beatles, Amy Winehouse, and Jam Master Jay from Run DMC.
Why? Marley. Why the dead? Are they out of copyright?
I go to a lot of festivals, and basically these are what sell, iconic figures, and on t-shirts and basically postcards, flyers, and things like that. So there's a lot of call for it, and so that's why I've started doing portraits, basically.
So is this your only job then? Are you self-sufficient because you've had to think about what's marketable?
I've just always been an artist, always painted. So summertime I get busy doing graffiti and festivals. Applying for the National Theatre, have got me more involved with the theatre side of things. They've come into our community, Bewtown, and made 3 or 4 theatres where I've got involved. So doing things from rapping, poetry, storytelling, and scenery is what I'm getting interested in now. So backgrounds and how that affects me making my animations. Let's see how it goes. So yeah, I'm interested in everything.
Okay, so there's somebody sat in their cubicle now thinking, I want to be an artist. I'm going to quit my job right now. Can you give them 3 top tips as to how to make it work for them?
Keep your job, first of all. Make sure you've got, like, I suppose, like, finding an audience is something I've always done. So I think, like, a lot of youth are interested in the graffiti side of things, and the story side of things, the storytelling side of things, is just something I do for my own self and passion. I've made 3 or 4 animations in the past to do with Black history and my community, and everything sort of stems from there. So if you've got something you're passionate about or a story to tell, just do it, but keep your job.
Thank you very much indeed. Where can people find you online?
I've got a website, www.kylelegault, Facebook, Twitter, and you can look forward to seeing my animation soon. It's commissioned by the Welsh Arts Council, and it'll be at festivals, film festivals, touring around Wales.
Thank you very much, Carl.
Cheers.